Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 9, 2023. Articles as deep as infinity. Every time we read one of Rabash's articles, it seems to us as if we are seeing it for the first time. It is because we are changing and everything is changing. After all, each of Rabash's articles is connected to the upper force, and therefore receives replenishment from it and it passes to us. It works this way every time, like an adapter connecting us to the upper force. These are amazing articles. Rabash achieved what no one had done before him. You still do not realize what is happening, and cannot access the correction he has made in the entire creation. Rabash was so modest that people did not understand who he was. He was extremely discreet concerning his spiritual work. And in material life he was completely different. He could joke, tell an anecdote. He worked for many years as an ordinary laborer on a construction site and could easily communicate with other workers, just like everyone else, so that no one even suspected that he was a great Kabbalist. He was a special person. And now, we have the opportunity to plunge into Rabash's articles together and dive deep into them to connect with each other and with him. The necessary foundation for this already exists. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson July 26, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is unfounded hatred in the work? Measure of advancement toward the goal. Question: what are the changes that happen to us as a result of our spiritual work? How do we feel them and how are they manifested? Answer: changes happen in us to the extent that we come closer to each other. After all, it is in this case that we become similar to the Creator. If we come closer to each other in the ten, we come closer to the Creator to the same extent. Then we can measure our coming closer to the friends with our coming closer to the Creator, and vice versa. The nearing to the Creator is measured by the extent of our coming closer to each other. Question: how can we keep the fact that we want to change at the boiling point? Answer: we have to think about the goal all the time and calculate where we are relative to the goal, closer or further, higher or lower, together or not. In accordance with this, we will feel how much we are moving toward the goal. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson July 27, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. Our world is a persistent hallucination. Question: what is a hallucination in your understanding? Answer: people have a lot of various brain disorders, including this one. Kabbalah is pure materialism. From the point of view of Kabbalah, only what we perceive in our desire in an absolutely clear, sober form exists. Everything else are stray currents that can cause all sorts of states in our brain, in our desire, including hallucinations, but they do not have any reality. Today, we do not know what reality means because we live in an unreal world. According to Kabbalah, our entire world is an illusion. No wonder it is said that our world is made up by us, that it appears in our imagination. In fact, everything that exists in nature exists only in the property of bestowal, reciprocity, full regulation, and balance. And we, human beings, are in a state of imbalance. That is, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and spiritual nature is in balance. Only we people, out of all this huge state, are in disequilibrium, and therefore, we feel ourselves and the surrounding world in the wrong state, distorted and ugly. In fact, we do not understand where we are and what is happening to us. And when we truly attain the world in similarity to the property of bestowal, then we begin to understand that we have seen the world that has been imagined by us and has arisen in our incorrect, distorted imagination. But with regard to our state, when we perceive our world in a purely egoistic way, this distortion is permanent. It looks like we have, for example, some kind of a problem in our computer, and it is permanent. You know that it exists, and you can somehow put up with it, keep working, and even take it into account. The same is true about us regarding all sorts of hallucinations, visions, and so on. Therefore, our egoistic state is stable, because we perceive ourselves and the world in the desire to be filled and think only about ourselves. This state is concrete, dependent on matter, and real in relation to us. And hallucinations are completely arbitrary currents wandering in the brain, and we cannot take them into account. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. A Hallucination, August 20th, 2011. Rise above egoism. Question: is egoism some common quality in the group? Answer: the distance between you and the group is your egoism. Keep your distance, you are here and I am there. Our group egoism does not allow us to connect. But as soon as we come closer to each other by some small percentage, then even more relative to each other we begin to feel the manifestation of the Creator between us. Question: I am a very arrogant person in my life and I hate the distance between me and the people I need. But in the corporeal world, it looks like absorption. How can I come closer to friends in the correct way so that it is an act of bestowal? Answer: to do this, you must feel what the other person wants, and what you have prepared for him to give, to delight, and to fill him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 27, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. In the darkness of the material world. Question: how do you draw the line between a hallucination that seems very real and not a hallucination? Answer: in our world, we cannot accurately determine anything, since for this we need to have two parameters, one relative to the other, and measure the difference between them. I cannot see only one, for example, one color, I must see the light directed at it. Just as if I go out into the airless outer space, I see only blackness. Why? If I put some shutter, then the light hits it, and I see that it is there. And if there is no such barrier against the light, then everything is dark. That is, we determine and feel everything by collisions, by the impact of something on our senses. Therefore, we must see something against our condition. We do not see the spiritual world, and therefore we cannot clearly determine what state we are in. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. A Hallucination, August 20th, 2011. For the sake of self-realization. Question: can a person come to receive Kabbalistic information from different angles, not just through suffering? Answer: there is no need to suffer. If a person has a craving for knowledge, he will come without suffering. Although craving is also a kind of suffering. We come to Kabbalah due to a lack of something, disappointment, and emptiness. It is not necessary for a person to suffer from hunger and cold, he can suffer from a lack of meaning in his life. But still he should come with some questions and problems. Otherwise, what drives him? All that drives us are problems, otherwise I would not move. Egoism would not give me the opportunity to move if I were well. Comment: I know many cases that someone came from mathematics, someone from physics, someone through Nazism. My response: it does not matter. It does not matter what form the suffering takes. I also come from science. I had everything. In Russia, I had wonderful parents, my own house, a car, a wife, a child, a job where I could advance, albeit within certain limits because I was a Jew. But it does not matter, it was possible to live calmly, normally. But I could not. I had to find a place where I could realize myself. So I went, no matter where. To the desert, with a wife, with a child. Why? For the sake of what? Just for ideological reasons, for the sake of self-realization. This is how everyone chooses. Comment: nevertheless, I know those who were impressed by Kabbalah through tests, the study of the ten sephirot, someone through your explanations of some aspects of life. My response, but for some reason they listened to it, right? That is, they initially had some requests. From CapTVs I got a call. Why are you scaring everyone? August 20th, 2011. Michael Lehtman, on Quora, does an atom contain every information in the universe? There is a principle in the wisdom of Kabbalah that the individual and general are equal. It means that the tiniest individual particle contains the information of the whole system of which it is a part. This principle of similarity of individual and general extends from us all emerging from a single small point. In the creation of our universe, we underwent a process of cascading through upper worlds into our world, and our world or universe was also formed out of a tiny point. Such a principle extends to every level of existence. A tiny point descends, and then with the help of the matter that forms in this point, it becomes a large and expansive system. The next successive level then deploys the whole system again from its final lowest point. This process continues through five such descents, called five worlds in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Accordingly, our universe emerged from a small point by the force of the so-called Big Bang. There was no massive explosion at this juncture, but rather a tiny spark of spiritual energy broke through into the material level from the highest spiritual level. Since the spark was spiritual, that is, hosting an eternal bestowing force, then this spark was sufficient to create all matter, energy and information that fills our universe today. Based on CapTV's close-up. Prophet on November 23, 2011. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lehtman.